We're doing the Drashot Haran, and we've been discussing the curse of Adam and Chava, and the Ran had explained how the Eitz Hadas was really a very healthy food that strengthened Adam and Chava, and how ultimately that strength was what brought them down. V'chen killat ha-nachash, we're up to page Mem Gimel in the Mosad Harav Kook edition, and page Yud Zayin in the Machon Shalem edition. And what page is it there? Kaf Gimel in the Mishor edition. V'chen, killat ha-nachash hayta b'hefsed kochotav, v'hu sibat ha-eva shebin ha-nachash v'ha-adam. And so too, the curse of the snake was that he lost his strength, like we said, that by eating from the forbidden fruit, Adam and Chava got stronger, but that strength ultimately led to their demise. It made that the chomer, the material aspect of man, overpowered the spiritual aspect of man, and the material can't live forever. The spirit can live forever. Had they not strengthened the material, they would have lived forever. Once they strengthened their material aspect by eating from the Eitz Hadas, then they had to die, because the human being now became much stronger physically than he was spiritually, and that was just a natural occurrence that he had to die. That wasn't the punishment. That was just a direct product. Yeah.
Does that mean that if they had channeled it properly, the strength they acquired, then they could have lived forever?
No, that's not what he's saying. There is Chazal that say that had they not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, then they were supposed to eat it as the Shabbos food. They ate it just a little bit early. God said, don't eat it. So there is a medrash that says, had they just waited, God was planning on giving it to them, so to speak, as a Shabbos treat. Had they just waited, they would have eaten it. But the Ran isn't going with that. The Ran, what?
I haven't read up until this point, but you said that the material is simply overpowered.
Right.
That, so they simply utilized it.
It's not a question of utilization. But they say that was... we can discuss it later, but that was what we did like last week and the week before. Uvezeit berin yansa tumod, and in this we understand something that's really very difficult, something that's very sealed. And that is, what was the curse to the snake? God tells him there will now be hatred, enmity between you and the human being. Why is that a curse to the snake? כי אין ספק שאנחנו בבחירתנו לא נרדוף אחרי הנחשים להזיקם להמיתם. Because undoubtedly we won't use this enmity to go being snake hunters. You don't find human beings looking to find the snakes and kill them. It's not an enmity like you have this enemy, you just say, let me conquer them. It's not what we do with our free will. אבל נברח מהם בכוחנו. When we can, we run away. We don't take them on. מי יתן שלא נפגוש אותם לעולם. We wish never to meet a snake. We don't want snakes in our house. We don't want to have anything to do with them. But it's not like we're trying to kill them. ואם כן, so if so, האיבה הזאת, this hatred between man and the snake, כללה לאדם, that's a curse to the man, לא לנחש. It's not a curse to the snake. So what's happening here? אבל העניין הזה כולו היה, but this concept completely was, כי כאשר היה נחש סיבה להפסד מזק המין האנושי וכוחותיו. Being that the snake was the root, the cause of the human being losing his strength, losing that beautiful balance that God created him with. God created the human being a balanced creature, not too strong physically, but as such, there was a balance between the spiritual and the physical, and the spiritual could sustain the physical, and the spiritual would give him eternal life. The spirit would continue living forever. And being that the material wasn't too strong, that kept him living forever. When he strengthened the material aspect, he threw himself off balance. Now he's much stronger physically. But as such, ultimately he will die because the physical can't be eternal. So who caused all of this? The snake. He caused him to lose that balance with which he was created. Ken ufsad mizgo v'kocho b'tachlit ha'efsed. So too, his balance, his strength, was lost completely. V'kvar piresh Rabbi Avraham, and the Ibn Ezra already explained, ki omro, that which God said, arur ata mikol ha-beima, you are more cursed than all the animals, ratza b'ze kitzu chayav. What God meant by that is that he would live a short life. V'nire. And it would seem shekol ki lelatohu sheyeh betachlit harochak mimezeg adam. His primary curse was that he would be as distant as possible. He would be the antithesis of the nature of the human. We, our nature, the way we live, is the exact opposite from him. וכאשר נודע שמזג האדם המשובח שבמזגים, and then when it became known that the human nature is the best nature, his balance, יתחייב שמשהו בתכלית הרחוק ממנו, so then what's the exact opposite of his nature, יהיה יותר רב ויותר חסר. That is what is worst and most lacking. Now, here we could discuss the physical aspects of it, but I prefer giving us one more week of finishing the Ran, what the Ran is saying about the snake, and then we'll get back to explaining what is our nature and what is the snake's nature that is the antithesis. We'll read a drop more, but we'll really finish the thought next week. ובאו כל סימני הכללה על זה. And all the signs of the curse are really revolving around this point. והוא שמע, the Torah says, על גחונך תלך, you'll crawl on your stomach. ואפר תאכל, and you'll eat dirt. והנה ידוע, it's known, כי אין בבעלי חיים כולם ניצב הקומה כי עם האדם. What is God telling him you'll be on your stomach? There isn't any animal that really walks in an upright position other than man. ויתר בעלי החיים כולם אינם כן. The other wildlife, they don't walk like that. So you have those that sometimes stand on their hind corners, but they're climbing around there. Most of their life, they're not spending walking upright. So
it's human beings. According to evolution theory, it was an important threshold step in human evolution. This strange going.
So what the Ran is saying, what was the curse? Meaning no other animal walks upright. So what is God telling him? You're going to crawl on your stomach. Yeah, so do many creatures crawl on their stomach. Vomnam, but mipnei she'inam betachlit ahepech lamin enoshi. The other creatures are not the antithesis of the human. Yesh lahem raglayim metzivim otam ma'al adama ve'inam dvekim ima. They have feet that give them support on the earth. They're not stuck to the earth. Meaning... Oh, so we're going to have to discuss this. So it would seem was the snake originally. Meaning, there's the human, but the Ran is going, he doesn't say it, but the other Rishonim say it, that the fact that we walk upright, we go to sleep, we're like dead, we lie down. We wake up in the morning, we stand up. That's representative of our spiritual life. That just like our head is up, we're up, we stand straight, yeah, that's the way a human being is supposed to be, like a flame shooting upwards towards heaven, being a spiritual being. The animals are with their head down, they're always facing to the earth. That's their life. Their life is a more material life. The snake was cursed to stick to the ground. Al gechoncha telech, you're going to crawl on your stomach. And we'll expand on this, Bezat Shem, next week. So there's a lot to say, but we're out of time. So Bezat Shem, we're going to pick up with this next week.